On the show today, we have Callahan's industry analyst Liz Furman talking about the latest credit union regional growth with assets between $500 million and $1 billion. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking some credit union regional growth from Callahan's Liz Furman. How are you, Liz?
Great, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So let's get right to it here. Can you tell us about these latest regional findings for credit unions? And then ultimately, what does it mean for our industry? Because this is like more good news, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I did is I took a look at credit unions between $500 million and $1 billion mm-hmm. in assets, mm-hmm. and I looked at four growth metrics. Okay. And at Callahan, we do it year over year. So I looked at assets, loans, shares, and members.
Okay.
And then what I did is I took a regional analysis approach. So I took five NCUA regions mm-hmm. and just wanted to see how they were doing in all of those metrics.
Right, right.
So what I saw was that, number one, these credit unions are performing really well across the board.
Yeah.
And I'd say that the growth was pretty even and really good. And second of all, we did see a few leaders emerge. So the Northeast saw the highest member growth rate mm-hmm. at 5.02%. Mm-hmm. And then the Southeast saw the highest loan growth rate at 13.1%.
Wow.
And the Central region saw the highest asset and share growth at 8.5% and 7.8%, respectively.
Goodness.
And that's not to say that the Central, the Mid-Atlantic region, and the Western region weren't performing well, but those were our leaders.
Okay. I want to ask you one question. Why did you choose the 500 between a billion? What was the reasoning there?
Sure. I think that we love to look at industry trends and the industry is doing remarkably well as a whole, but I think it's important to look at each asset band individually. Mm-hmm. And we especially love the 500 million to a billion asset range here at Callahan, because once a credit union's over $500 million, it's usually healthy and strong. But since it's under $1 billion, that group has a little bit less variability. So for example, the credit unions over $1 billion mm-hmm. have a $77 billion range.
Okay.
So operationally, credit unions between $500 million and $1 billion tend to be performing at similar rates.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to know that. Okay, let's get to the regions here, because obviously in your first answer, you pointed them out. Why does the Central region lead the way in asset growth? Why? What's going on in Middle America that we want to know about?
Yeah,
the rest of us get it.
Yeah, and I would also like to mention there are about 236 credit unions in total between $500 million and $1 billion in assets. So, and they're pretty well distributed. And in this Central region, there are 64 credit unions in that asset range in the Central region. And their asset growth was 8.5%. And that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
So, yeah, I took a deeper look, and there was some merger mm-hmm. Influence on how these numbers came out.
Okay.
But as a whole, the group performed really well. And so what I'm trying to say is that the mergers didn't necessarily cause it. It was more the strength of each individual mm-hmm. credit union in the group. And in fact, 75% of the members of the group grew between 3% and 12% in assets, so it's really packed around that.
Okay, yeah, because I've heard people say, some naysayers on the other side of the fence are like, oh, that's all just merger stuff, you know, merger talk.
Yeah.
That's been propelling the asset range to go up and stuff. But it's good to hear that it's actually a lot of it is just credit unions doing a darn good job on their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next one here. How is New England leading the way? Which is beautiful this time of the year, by the way, with the new member growth. How are they leading the way with new member growth?
Sure. The year-over-year member growth was 5.1% for credit unions, $500 million to $1 billion in the New England region. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to note here that I looked at the NCUA regions, and it's ironic because the two leading states here are Michigan and Wisconsin.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
New England as a whole kind of took the prize. Okay.
Yeah. So that's not to say that Massachusetts and Vermont aren't doing well, but the leading states here were Michigan and Wisconsin.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I did take a look again to see if mergers had maybe impacted this, and it turns out that, you know, there weren't a lot of significant mergers in that region mm-hmm. over the past year.
Okay, good.
That really impacted the bottom member line.
Okay.
And so I think maybe one thing that could be contributing to it, because Michigan and Wisconsin especially, but Vermont and New Hampshire as well, have very strong deposit market share.
Okay.
So I took a look at how they're performing compared to banks, and these four states in particular in that region have very strong market share when it comes to branch traffic and that of stuff. So I think that perhaps this kind of increased presence and visibility could be attracting that mm-hmm. new member.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Let's head on down to the Southeast where the humidity is gone, because I just got back from there, from Savannah, beautiful, beautiful town. So why is the Southeast far outpacing everybody else when it comes to loan growth? What's going on down there?
Yeah, so 13.1% loan growth for that group.
Pretty
outstanding. Yeah. And again, like I said, I think it was with the Central region, a lot of these numbers are not just really high and really low. They're in the middle, and a lot of the credit unions are performing well individually mm-hmm. in these ranges.
Okay.
But I think what's remarkable about the Southeast is that they grew their two largest segments of their loan portfolio. So they grew auto loans by 15.2%, and they grew first mortgages by 11.4%, which is by itself remarkable.
Yeah.
But they also grew every other segment of their loan portfolio as a whole. So they grew MBL, credit cards, student lending, other real estate, other loans. So I think that diversity mm-hmm. Kind of brought it to the next level.
Okay, so credit unions nationwide who are wanting some double-digit growth in this area, start calling those credit unions in the Southeast, and they'll give you the 411 on what's going on, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is fantastic. I mean, it's good news as usual, and knock on wood, you know, hopefully credit unions can keep that momentum going into 2017. Because, I mean, it certainly sounds like it from all economic indicators and stuff. It sounds like it's going to be good news as usual. But you can't take your foot off the accelerator, even though, you know, times are good. You got to keep going as fast as you can there. So cool. So to wrap up here, Liz, where can folks find out more information on these numbers? Because, it's stellar reports from our industry. Just a few years ago, we were just coming out of the recession, and we were just like, are we ever going to heal from this? And it certainly sounds like we've come off from a great rebound.
Yeah. I mean, I've only been working here for about a year, and it's mm-hmm. been very positive the whole time I've been here.
Came in so at a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
2009, that was a scary time. So,
But I love to hear good news. We at Callahan love to hear good news for the industry. I'm sure you do too.
Oh, yeah.
And in terms of where I got these numbers, I pulled this data from two of our Callahan and Associates software products, specifically Peer-to-Peer and Branch mm-hmm. Analyzer. These are great resources to clients to analyze themselves and benchmark themselves against their peers, and also industry averages and averages that I talked about today.
Yeah.
And then for both clients and non-clients, I would recommend going to creditunions.com, mm-hmm. which is our editorial arm, and it's free as long as you sign up.
Yep.
And there we do a bunch of data-driven analysis and on topics such as this.
All right.
So,
very cool. Yeah, that peer-to-peer program is a pretty cool thing. I've been using that for quite a while, so it's a really neat tool. So, very cool stuff, Liz. Thank you so much for this latest industry report. It's good to hear that it's good news as usual, especially heading into the holidays. Everyone's going to be celebrating the holidays with smiles on their faces, so it's a good thing. So, keep up the good work. Well done.
Thank you. You too. All Thanks righty. So much for having me.
You're welcome.